Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Environmental Management and Public Safety, Volume 12, and Issue 1. It was published on November 25, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Aspect of Polycyclic Aromatic Hydrocarbons in Aquatic Ecosystems, A One Health Perspective. The authors are 1. God Gift, Nabebe, from the Department of Biological Sciences, Faculty of Science, Niger Delta University, Wilberforce Island, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 2. Emmanuel N. Ogamba, from the Department of Biological Sciences, Faculty of Science, Niger Delta University, Wilberforce Island, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. 3. Sylvester Chibis Aiza, from the Department of Community Medicine, Faculty of Clinical Sciences, Bayelsa Medical University, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, and the Department of Microbiology, Faculty of Science, Bayelsa Medical University, Yenagoa, Bayelsa State, Nigeria. Abstract of the article. Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, are a group of persistent organic pollutants with a complex chemical structure, predominantly derived from both natural and anthropogenic activities. The paper focuses on the overview of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, PAHs, in aquatic ecosystems. The paper found that PAHs are widespread in aquatic ecosystems, arising from volcanic eruptions, forest fires, industrial discharges, urban runoff, oil spills, and atmospheric deposition. The persistence of PAHs in water bodies is influenced by factors such as temperature, salinity, and pH, which determine their partitioning, distribution, and bioaccumulation within sediments and aquatic biota. The study also found that the toxicological effect of PAHs on aquatic organisms are profound, causing acute and chronic toxicity in fish, while also leading to genotoxic and carcinogenic outcomes. These compounds can disrupt reproductive, developmental, and immune functions, with biomarkers of exposure evident in affected species. Human health is equally at risk, as PAHs bioaccumulate and biomagnify through the food chain, leading to exposure via contaminated seafood and water, with health risks ranging from carcinogenicity to endocrine disruption. From an ecosystem perspective, PAHs degrade critical services such as water quality, fisheries, and biodiversity, impacting the livelihoods and food security of coastal communities. A One Health approach, integrating human, animal, and environmental health sectors, is essential for monitoring and mitigating PAH pollution. Strategies include source control, bioremediation, regulatory frameworks, and community-based interventions. Therefore, addressing knowledge gaps, advancing ecotoxicological studies, and integrating One Health frameworks offer sustainable pathways to manage PAHs, mitigate their impacts, and protect aquatic ecosystems and public health. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in this journal and to use our ongoing fee waiver to publish excellently. Visit www.gjournals.org for more information. Thank you for listening.